de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Este sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Este about speculative fiction and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Este, I love to read and I love books, and I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm going to be talking about The Female Man by Joanna Russ. Now, Joanna Russ's book, The Female Man, was first published in 1975 by Bantam Books. Now, one of the reasons why I like speculative fiction is how the genre allows the exploration of different ideas about things like science or culture, or in the case of today's book, gender, by using made-up worlds. You know, while some people might think this is not about reality, with all the aliens and spaceships and dragons and demons, the truth is that speculative fiction is a different way of examining our world by using these allegories. And this is definitely the case with The Female Man. This book has been hailed as a landmark feminist science fiction novel. So let's talk about the book. So The Female Man follows the story of four different women who live in parallel worlds and times. The book starts with Janet from the world called Wileaway. In Wileaway, there was a plague 800 years ago which wiped out all of the men, and the Wileaway culture is a wholly female utopia. Somehow, Janet drops through space and time into Janine's world. Janine's world is like our own world, but the Great Depression never finished. And Janet, now in this similar world to our own, becomes somewhat of a celebrity. Janet wanders around the world in a state of bemusement, and one of my favourite parts was when she visited the Pentagon and asked where all the women were. Now, Janine's concerns are more familiar and everyday. She's a librarian with a cat who procrastinates about cleaning and wonders about being a spinster and worries whether her boyfriend is really marriage material. Janet and Janine meet in the street and become friends, and then travel to a third world. The world of Joanna, an ambitious career woman. So Joanna, like the name of the author. Joanna takes Janine and Janet to a party in her world. Her world is like the 1970s, which would have been present day when the book was written. They go to a party because Janet wants to see how men and women interact. A man tries to hit on Janet at the party, and after she rejects him, he harasses her and she responds by punching and mocking him. Now, everyone at the party is shocked by Janet's reaction, except for Janet, because this really shows that in the so-called modern world, where men and women are supposed to be equal, they actually aren't. Not in Wileaway, where Janet's from. Next, Janet wants to live with a real family, and so she stays with the suburban Wildings family. And their loner daughter, Laura, becomes besotted with Janet's self-confidence and independence, and they start a relationship. Then Janet, Janine and Joanna travel to a fourth futuristic world and meet a fourth Jay called Jail, who is a warrior with steel teeth and cat-like claws. In Jail's world, there is a 40-year war waging between men and women, and Janet is drawn into the peace negotiations. Now, the plot sounds quite complicated, as you can hear, and I found this book challenging, but in a number of different ways. It was challenging as a female reader and a self-confessed feminist. This book really examines some of the interactions between men and women, and especially the way women act around men. I found this quite confronting as I really started to question some of my own behaviour, which I always thought of as being feminist, but realised that I'm still guilty of some of the behaviours that are raised in this book. It was also challenging as a read. The story is not told in a straightforward way. It's shown from multiple points of view, and sometimes the changes between the points of view are not obvious. The language can be very lyrical or told as a stream of consciousness. And sometimes I admit I felt a little bit lost and the story was difficult to grasp. and yet I was still compelled to finish and find out where it ended up. Like the characters, this book really made me evaluate my life and my positioning as a feminist and my ideas as a woman. I found the character Janet especially strong, her alien viewpoint highlighting the gaps in gender equality in both Janine's and Joanna's worlds, and this was easily applicable to my everyday life. Janine as a character was also very strong, but I found the characters of Joanna and Jael not as well-rounded. While The Female Man was written over 40 years ago, this book shows that in terms of the world of women and men, very little has actually changed, and I would say that it's as relevant now as it was when it was first published. So if you like parallel worlds, a bit of literary fiction, challenging your fundamental ideals and gender politics, I suggest you take a look at The Female Man by Joanna Russ. Thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, go to artdistrict-radio.com/podcasts. Until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver à 2h du matin, les lundis, mercredis et vendredis, spécialement pour nos auditeurs internationaux, et à midi, les mardis et jeudis. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 2 a.m. CET, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. CET.